Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. God is truly good, and we thank God for Jesus. This is the year of 2023, and we thank God he has set us free. Yes, in the year of 2023, God has set us free. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for his favor. We thank God for the Holy Spirit moving in your life. We thank God for miracles, signs, and wonders. And yes, he is a miracle-working God. And God has a time for everything. We're walking by faith and not by sight. We're trusting in the Almighty Living God. This is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D., calling from the blessed city of Baltimore. We're calling things that are not as though they are. We're speaking it into existence. Yes, Baltimore City is a blessed city. And we know that God is doing marvelous and great things. We can't all jump the ship. Amen. Somebody got to stay. Somebody got to lay over. And you're captains of the ship, men and women of God. You're captains of the ship. You got to hold the fort. We're warriors. We're fighting a battle. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord. And he said it wasn't going to be easy. But we got to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand and use our weapon. Our weapon is the word of God. As we use the word of God, we walk in the word of God. We do what thus says the word of God. We be obedient to the spirit of God and watch miracles, signs, and wonders take place in your life. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. You're the head and not the tail. You're the lenders and not the borrowers. I decree and declare a spirit of wisdom, a spirit of divine knowledge, a spirit of divine understanding. The word of God says, above all, get understanding. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm excited about this year of 2023 because God has set you free. Free from the hands of the enemy. Free from the weapons of destruction. You're free indeed. And we thank God for Jesus. Tell a friend to tune in to the Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer, a teaching ministry on prayer. We believe in the word of prayer. We believe in the power of prayer. And we know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation. And prayer can change you. Let's hear some music at this time. Meditate and pray. Pray without ceasing. Then we'll go to our word. Thank God for you.
I could see all around me.
was blind, but now I see.
Isn't God amazing? Isn't God amazing? Yes, he is. Praise God, my sisters and brothers in Christ, you are who God meant for you to be. Yes, you are. You may not know all the answers, and we don't need to know all the answers, because we're trusting in God. We're trusting in God, and we know that prayer will change things. Hold on to our faith and trust in the Almighty Living God. We don't need to know all the answers. And my dear ones, sometimes it's best if we don't know all the answers, because we'll get in the way and mess up everything. So we don't need to know all the answers. Be quiet and take the test. God will give you what you need at all times. At all times, if we trust in him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. That's wisdom. You don't have to know all the answers. No, you don't. Thank you, God. You don't have to make something up to try to make yourself look important or big or smart. God for that. We're all intelligent beings. We're created in the image of God. It's okay to say, I don't have the answer, but I'll try to find out. But I want you to know this morning that I found the answer. I learned how to pray. And if you let the Almighty Living God lead and direct your life, he will give you the answers that you need. If we learn how to be still, the Word of God says, be still and know that I am God. Sit and pray and meditate and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you right where you are. You may only have one room. That's okay. The Spirit of the Living God is right there with you. You can have your own personal revival in your one room. The same God that's in a mansion, he's right there with you in your one room. Pray and cry out to the Almighty Living God. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes you. Prayer can change that situation. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. He has the answers, my dear ones. Again, be still and know that I am God. Thank you, Jesus. He's right there with you, waiting for you to invite him into your life. Be still and listen. You're free in the year of 2023. He set you free. And we ought to thank God and praise God. Yes, he is a mighty God. Yes, he is an awesome God. And remember, you don't need to know all the answers. Trust in God. Believe in God. He will lead you and direct your path. Yes, he will. Trust him. Don't doubt him. If you trust him on Sunday morning, you trust him Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Amen? You don't trust him while you're in church praising and worshiping, jumping and shouting and rolling all over the floor, getting anointed with oil. Then on Monday, oh, I don't know if I'm healed or not. I don't know if I'm delivered or not. I don't know if God is going to make a way for me or not. You trust him on Sunday. Trust him every day, every hour, every minute, knowing that God is going to make a way out of no way. Yes, he will. Yes, you are saved, born again. Those of us who have accepted him as our personal Savior, personal. You got to make it personal. He's your personal Savior. He's not a genie. He's not a psychic. You trust God, the Almighty Living God, who sent his only begotten Son into the world, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. Unconditional love, the love of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. I found the answer. I learned how to pray to the Almighty Living God. And after I pray, I trust him and obey him and use common sense. Thank you, Jesus. Some of us just don't have common sense. We have all the education. We know everything. As the old folks say, use common sense. Just common sense. That's what brought the old folks through. That's what brought the slaves through. Common sense. Praying and trusting God. Thank you, Jesus, for our great leaders in the past that walked by faith and not by sight. Nonviolent. Thank you, God. Trusting in God. Holding on to God's unchanging hand. They didn't have all the answers. They trust God. Thank you, God. And we need to learn how to listen and obey the word and the will of the Almighty Living God. Thank you, God. Trust him. Don't doubt him. Because he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Your burdens. You can't carry everybody else's burdens. You let them go last year. You can't change nobody. We can't even change ourselves. One minute we're one way, the next minute we're another way. Trust in God and lean not to thy own understanding. And a word to the wise. You don't need to know all the answers. Thank you. You're trusting in God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Trust God without a doubt. Because he will surely bring you out, your burdens to the Lord, and leave them there. He said it wasn't going to be easy. We're going to have trials and tribulations. Thank you, God. We trust you this morning. We're waiting on you this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We invite you into our lives this morning. Lean not to thy own understanding. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead and direct your path. He's making a way out of no way for you, you, and you. Just trust him. Don't doubt him. He will surely bring you out. Victorious. You're victorious in faith. Let us go to our Psalm of Protection, Psalm 91. We need that protection. Yes, we do. Psalm 91. Memorize it. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And even for a snack. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Why are you outside at 3:30 a.m.? Why? Are you coming from work? Are you going to work? Your children should not be outside at 3 a.m. in the morning. If they're children, they should be with their mom or their dad or their uncle or their aunt, another adult that has wisdom. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Do you know where your children are? Thou should not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it should not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Men and women of God, you the righteous ones. God will watch over you. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Yes, there's a reward for the wicked. No, yes, there is. All in God's hands. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give what? His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thank God for his angels. His angels are watching over you and protecting you. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Some of you should have been dead by now in some situations that you were involved in. But God, the Holy Spirit, sent the angels to watch over you and protect you. Thank God for my angels of protection. Thou shalt bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him and set him on high, because he hath known my name. Yes, thank you, God. We know your name, and you know our name. We know your son, Jesus, and we call upon that name, Jesus. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him what? My salvation. Salvation is free. Don't cost you nothing. Thank you, God, for salvation. I want you to learn that 91st song. Get it in your spirit, in your heart, in your soul. Write it down. You know, when we're in school, you write certain things down until you get it and memorize it. Thank you, Jesus. Write it down and carry it with you. Read it. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Before you take your snack, you may not even want that snack after you read Psalm 91. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Those of you that are fighting battles, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Psalm 35 says, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive to fight against me. Fight against them that fight against me. Uh-huh. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. At home, in your neighborhood, on your job, in the court, in the prison, lying on your sick bed, in the nursing home, in the hospital, as you're walking down the streets, riding the bus, on the airplane, train, helicopter, in the military, God will fight your battle. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stab the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Some changes are taking place in your life right now, even as I speak. God is fighting that battle. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, they be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed, spiritually and physically. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? The desires of your heart. And I pray that the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. I've been telling you this all year. Keep your big mouth shut. God knows what you're going through. He knew about it last year. Rest in the Lord. Use your mouth to bless God. Use your mouth to praise God. Use your mouth to testify about the goodness of the Almighty Living God. Stop telling everybody your business. Thank you, Jesus. They don't need to know your business. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for the doctors. They need to know about your health, and we pray for them. Financial, Christian financial advisors that will help you with your finances. But first of all, you need to tithe your 10%. God gave you that. It's his money. He's the greatest financial advisor you could have. Thank you, Jesus. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man that bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, my dear ones, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself for any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be what? Cut off. God will cut them off, not you. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. There is an inheritance waiting for you. Stop murmuring and complaining. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. God is raising up some new leaders, my dear ones. God is raising up men and women that trust him, that will obey him, that will do the will of God. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in an abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. That's why the word of God says pray for your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you. The Lord shall laugh at him or her, for he see that his day is coming. That's Psalm 37, verse 13, the word of God. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and say such as upright conversation. Is your conversation upright? Stop gossiping. Stop gossiping. It's a sin. Thank you, Jesus. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man have is better than the riches of many of the wicked. Thank you, God, for a little bit. When he see that you're thankful for the little things, he will bless you above and beyond measure. Yes, he will. Praise him and thank him for what you do have. And he'll bless you with your needs. Then he'll even give you some things that you want. He is a provider. He will make a way out of no way. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many the wicked. For the arm of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Yes, he knows your days. He knows exactly who you are. He knows what kind of life you're living. You can't go undercover with God, because God will pull off the covers. He will expose you. Thank you, Jesus, because he is the light. Jesus is the light of the world. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He will do the exposing. Thank you, Jesus. For the arm of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. God is upholding you if you're doing the will of God. You're living according to the word of God. You're doers of the word, not just hearers. You're doers of the word. Somebody said it's hard to live. Oh, no, it's not. You want to live righteous, God will keep you, uphold you, uplift you, direct you, grant you divine wisdom, divine knowledge, and divine understanding. Trust God. Trust God. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and the inheritance shall be what? Forever. That's the word of God, my sisters and my brothers. And in the word of God, forever, And I pray that you have accepted him as your personal Savior. And I want you to know this morning that God is doing some awesome things in your life. Yes, God is doing some awesome things in your life. I want you to know again, one day of favor is worth 1,000 days of labor. One day of favor is worth 1,000 days of labor. Pray and ask God to bless you with his favor, the favor of God. The favor of God is upon you. Wherever you go, ask God to bless you with favor as you leave your home, as you walk the streets, as you go on your job, as you go into that meeting. Ask God to bless you with favor in the classrooms as you begin to take that test that you study for. Thank you, Jesus. Ask God to bless you with favor on your job, with your career. God bless me with favor. There are some things that you want that God don't see that you should have those things. Thank you, Jesus. He knows what's going to happen before you even get into that situation, or on that job, or in that home, or in that marriage. He already see. He already knows. Ask God to bless you with the gift of discernment. Yes, he will. It's for you too. My sister, my brothers, ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and doors shall be open. Glory be to God. One of the most powerful forms of affirmative prayer is a decree of faith. We're in the year of 2023. And some of you are still not walking by faith. Jesus promised, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew 21 and 22. According to your faith, be it done unto you. According to your faith, not my faith, according to your faith. Matthew 9 and 20. Your faith and God. Let God's will be done. Not everybody else's faith. According to your faith. The psychologist William James emphasized the power of faith to make things right. Our belief at the beginning of a doubtful undertaking is the one thing that assures the successful outcome of our venture. Dr. Smiley, the noted psychiatrist, found that in dealing with people and helping them resolve their problems, those of you that are seeing Christian counselors, again, I pray they're Christian counselors and Christian therapists, everything hinges on their faith. Everything is going to be all right. God is going to work it out in his time, not my time. I believe by his stripes I am healed in God's time. Thank you, Jesus. In dealing with people and helping them resolve their problems, everything is your faith that makes you whole. The woman said, if I could touch the hem of his garment, I would be made whole. When Jesus spat on the clay or the dirt, it gave sight to the blind man. I believe and believe that he was going to receive his sight. Thank you, Jesus. Those people who did not have faith in anything, my God, some don't have faith in nothing. Their business, the family, the world. Never got very far until they changed their beliefs and began to declare they did have faith. We're in the year of 2023. Are you believing and trusting God? Are you walking by faith and not by sight? Do you believe that God is going to make a way out of no way? You believe that by his stripes I'm healed? You believe that deliverance is at hand? You believe that Jesus loves you? You believe that God is going to make a way out of no way in spite of what the doctor say, in spite of what the judge say, in spite of what the news media is saying? Are you believing and trusting God? Your faith will make you whole. Not the pastor, not the archbishop, not the apostle, not your husband or your wife. Your faith will make you whole. If you had a life of disappointment, how do you begin to believe in the goodness of God, man, the world? By decreeing it anyway. I believe that everything is going to be all right. Because I trust in God. And I believe that it's going to happen in God's time. I believe that God is going to make a way out of no way. I believe that God is going to keep me safe from hurt, harm, and danger. You had faith. You laid down, you slept last night. He woke you up this morning. Faith in God. Your faith will make you whole. Faith can be developed as a result of many, many scriptures and the word of God. God, you said, by your stripes I am healed. God, you said that you will make a way out of no way. God, you said, fret not thyself because the evildoers need be envious of the workers of iniquity. God, you said, the transgressions of the wicked saith unto my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. God, you said, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. God, you said, I have heard your cry. Thank you, God. I'm taking you at your word. God, you said, you have heard my prayer. God, you said, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. God, you said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of hosts, the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that wisdom make the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretch out the earth, or his hands out above the earth and the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that make great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. And my dear ones, forever means forever. God's word. God, you said, I will sing a new song unto thee. O God, upon a psalmistry and an instrument of 10 strings, will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who developed David, his servant, from the harmful sword. Thank you, Jesus. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of the strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and thy right hand is a right hand of falsehood. God, you said, bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with them. Let God deal with your enemies. Thank you, God. God, you said the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Just as the electric current precipitates certain words in an acid solution, so faith stirs into action the electrons of man's brain, and acting concurrently with the spiritual ethers These electrons hasten nature and produce quickly what ordinarily requires months to seed time and harvest. Instead of complaining that you do not have enough faith to improve your life, begin decreeing that you do have faith. This act will hasten the power of faith in people and events and will produce quickly for you what ordinarily would require months or years. A little old lady who ran a boarding house, and I told you about this before, had trouble trying to collect the rent from her boarders. Then she learned of the amazing power of decrees of faith and began to affirm, I have faith in God. I have faith in people. I have faith in things. Quickly, her boarders responded by paying their rent on time and even ahead of time. Look at God. As good things begin to happen to them. Uh-huh. As good things begin to happen to them. Uh-huh. Not only did their attitudes and their financial situations improve, but the word of faith seemed to affect the cook, the maid, the janitor, and everyone else connected with this boarding house. All were prosperous and blessed as the landlady continued privately decreeing her faith in God, man, and things. She proved that affirming for another what you desire for yourself, both of you are blessed. Thank you, Jesus. So don't just keep thinking about me, what I want. Be a blessing to others. Pray that God will bless others. You can invoke the miracle prayer of faith by affirming often. And I want you to say this with me this morning, my dear ones. I dare to receive that all things have worked together for good in my life. Point to yourself, in my life. Say it after me again. I dare to believe that all things have worked together for good in my life. I dare to believe that all things are now working together for good in my life. I dare to believe that all things together for good in my life or in this situation or in this person. The word of God says all things work together for good for those that love the Lord, those that trust the Lord. And I want you to know this morning that God is restoring. Yes, he is. One of the least known prayers of decree, yet one of the most important for getting your prayers answered, is the decree of divine restoration. Didn't he restore everything to Job? Yes, he did. Job never gave up. If you could trace back in memory the cause of the unhappy experiences in your life, you could doubtless discover that most of these experiences in ill health, financial difficulties, and human relation problems were related to a belief in loss. The thought of loss lounges in the consciousness and subconsciousness phrases of the mind causes many, perhaps most, of life's difficulties. A lot of the decisions that we made those decisions, not God. We didn't go to God and ask God, should I do this, should I do that? We didn't take it to the Lord in prayer. A lot of things that have taken place in our lives was because of the decisions that we made. God didn't have anything to do with that decision, and you know it. Think back. You decided to marry that man or that woman. Did you ask God? Did you pray about it? You decided to buy that Mercedes that you couldn't afford. You decided to take on that job as a supervisor. You decided to do that. You didn't ask God. Many of the decisions that we made, not God. We didn't take it to the Lord in prayer. After we prayed about it, wait on the Lord. The thought of loss lounge in the conscious and subconscious phases of our mind cause many, perhaps most, of life difficulties. The word loss literally means destruction. And the thought of loss held in the mind is the one. However, my sisters and my brothers, a belief in present and future fulfillment blots out previous beliefs in loss, as promised by the prophet Joel. Yes, the word of God, the prophet Joel. Begin to read that book. Read your Bible. I will restore to you the years the locusts have to eaten. Joel 2:25. You can establish such a belief in present divine restoration. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody's giving, God is blessing someone with divine restoration. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. The word restore means to make beautiful again. God is making your life beautiful again. Your relationship with the Almighty Living God, God is restoring that relationship with you and with God. God first. God first. You got to restore that relationship. And God is restoring, yes, the time that you did not give him, the prayer time, the reading and the studying of the Word of God, forsaking not the assembling of the saints. Many of us are now home. Yes, it's okay. God is there with you. A lot of you are not back in the church or in the temples or at the mass. God is restoring your health. God is restoring your health. Thank you, Jesus. The word restores means to make beautiful again. As you affirm divine restoration of your good, so much can be added to the present that it seems even to fill the emptiness of the past. Thank you, Jesus. In the process, whatever has been taken from you is then divinely restored. And I like that. Divinely restored. Not just restored. Divinely restored by the Almighty Living God. Always there is a balancing, restoring power for good at work in every person. And in every experience of apparent loss, instead of trying to force your good, affirm that it is now divinely restored in Jesus' name. God's own time. In God's own time and way, and it will still appear. In God's time, in God's way. Joel said, I will restore to you the years of the locusts have eaten. Now I want you to say this with me this morning. Repeat after me. I call on the power of divine restoration. I call on the power of divine restoration. Repeat after me. I call on the power of the Almighty Living God. I call on the power of the Almighty Living God. According to the book of Joel, I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. Repeat after me. My good of the past and present is divinely restored to me now. Repeat after me. My good of the past and present is divinely restored to me now. My sisters and my brothers, repeat after me. This is a time of divine fulfillment. This is my time of divine fulfillment. I give thanks for divine restoration and mind, body, financial affairs, and in all my relationships now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Clap your hands. Praise him. Repeat after me once more. I call on the power of divine restoration. I call on the power of the Almighty Living God. My good of past and present is divinely restored to me now. This is a time of divine fulfillment. I give thanks for divine restoration in mind, body, financial affairs, and all my relationships now. Family, in my home, in my job, in my church, in my city, in my county. I call on the Almighty Living God, and I receive restoration in my mind, body, and financial affairs. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I pray for divine restoration. Glory be to God. It's miracle working season. Divine restoration. Receive it in the name of Jesus. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, with you today. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We thank God for our over 145 million listeners all over the world. We're praying for you 24 hours around the clock. God is a God that can do anything but fail, and he hasn't failed you yet. He said that we would have trials and tribulations. He said it wasn't always going to be easy, but he sent us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost of the living God. Give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. Thank God for divine restoration. Go to the book of Joel. He said he's going to restore it in his time, in his way. Let God's will be done in your life. Miracle working season. Watch your enemies. God said he'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Be still and know that I am God. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. God bless you real good. Found the answer. I learned how to pray.